Well, coming up is 4th of July holiday weekend, and that always means big to-do in Exira. They always celebrate the 4th big in this area, and the Exira Community Club is making this year no different. Abby Rasmussen is with us here this morning from the Exira Community Club, and she's one of those who helps to organize some of the events and activities that will be going on, and we just wanted to have a little fun talking about what should be a lot of fun this weekend. Abby, how are you?
I am great. How are you, Jim?
Good, really good. Hey, talk a little bit about the process. This must take quite a bit of time to put all of this together.
It does. There's certainly a lot of behind-the-scenes work, a lot of emails, texts, group messages going on. There is a lot of planning that goes involved, but we always have a great time putting it on, and it always seems to come together.
Yeah. Do you pretty much start as soon as the current one is finished? You start looking ahead to next year?
We sure do. We try to book vendors. We book the carnival. We just have discussions with the rodeo crew. There is certainly stuff that happens a year ahead of time. Yep.
Well, this has obviously been going on for a very long time. It has a very high-profile tradition here in the area, and there are a lot of folks that look forward to this. That's a lot of pressure put on that committee.
It is, and I will tell you, it scared the crap out of me when I started to get involved years ago. And it now I just know, you just, once you get in there and you get your hands dirty doing it, you're just like, okay, it's okay if we didn't get, you know, X, Y, or Z done. It will come together. The parade will still happen. We'll still have fireworks, and people are hopefully still going to enjoy themselves. So
yeah, it's a lot to do, but you know, once you get a little experience doing these things, wouldn't say it comes easy and it just comes second nature, but you know your way around.
Yes. Yep. It's a little experience certainly helps for sure.
Very good. Do you have a lot of volunteers that help out with the event?
We do. Coming up to the day of, you know, and during the events, we obviously have a lot more volunteers, but there's probably a group of, seven or eight of us that are really involved, and there's some that aren't even, you know, on the board that just for years and years and years have just consistently done things, and it's almost like you don't even have to tell them to do it, which, like I said, comes in handy when you're trying to handle a lot of other things. I would say there's a good core group of us that are kind of, you know, we each kind of have our different roles, and we just get after it, so...
Yeah, I'm guessing if you were only depending on the volunteers who were members of the community club board, this wouldn't happen because you need to have a lot of hands.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. There's a lot of people that come to town, and it takes a lot of helping hands to
All
make
right.
it run smoothly.
Well, there's a reason we overwhelm Exira for a few days during the 4th of July. It's because they have lots of good stuff going on. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule and what you have, because you've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday events. It's a full, long weekend.
It is a long weekend. Lots of stuff to do. We try to make sure there's something for, you know, every age, activity level. Starting Friday, we've got the farmer's market in town, where it just kind of kicks off the event. It's not a super huge event, so if you're looking for something a little bit more laid back, that's a great night to bring the kids up. The Scott's Amusements is going to be back, and they'll be the carnival will be running all 4 days. Everybody's going to be getting ready for the road run on Saturday. We've got the farmer's market also that night, and Hungry Spartan Pizza will be serving up food that evening. Then Saturday, it starts off it's been 40 some years we've been doing the Exira Fun Run, and you can still sign up online. We got the Fun Run 5K, 10K, again, all ages. You can walk it, you can run it, you can sprint it, whatever suits you. And then we've got the Masons will be doing a breakfast as well. So if you're not a runner or a walker, you can just come have breakfast, and all the proceeds for that will go towards the new Exira Museum in town.
Excellent. Well, I know where I'll be. Breakfast sounds pretty good.
Can't beat that.
Yeah. The food, we always focus on food at these events. It's important, but do you guys look at it that way too? It's good to have a good wide variety of things to treat everyone?
Oh, absolutely. Food is probably the most talked about item in our meetings, actually, and trying to track down the right food vendors, getting a good variety, getting, you know, making sure that they're at a price point that's good for everybody. that they're available. Yes, food is definitely important, and I feel like this year we've got a really good mixture, especially on, so we've got some local ones, like I mentioned, the pizza. We've got Master Grillers coming for the rodeo. Then on the 4th of July, we've got a really good variety with some an Italian, a Thai food truck, a Mexican food truck, and then, of course, we've got the hometown local goodies from the Lutheran church stand. And then obviously everybody likes, you know, a funnel cake or corn dog from the carnival. So we've got a good variety of food this year.
Of course they do. Yeah, you've got a full slate of events on Sunday and on Monday. And the answer to the question every year is, when is the 4th of July parade in Exira? Well, the answer should be pretty obvious this year, right?
Yes, it is. So the rule of thumb, I learned this early on when I got involved, is the parade will always be on July 4th unless it falls on a Sunday. We do stay away from the parade on Sunday. Otherwise, fireworks are also always on the 4th of July, regardless of what day of the week they fall on. But yep, the big parade will be on Monday.
You bet. Fireworks and freedom is the theme for this year's parade, and you've got a grand marshal.
We do. We were really pleased to announce John Walker. He's a local Exiran here back at our Exira 4th of July kickoff. I think that was in April. And his family was all there to surprise him. And, yeah, we're really honored to get to have him lead the parade as Grand Marshal this year.
Excellent. Now, did I see that the parade route's going to be a little longer this year?
It will be. So we switched that 2020 COVID, you know, got in the way, but we didn't let it stop the annual parade. So we had chosen to extend the route to make sure people had plenty of room to spread out. And the feedback we got was overwhelmingly to keep that longer route. And have found out that that was an original parade route too at some point. And then it got shortened, and now we're kind of sticking with bringing it back to that.
Well, very good. So the old becomes new again. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, lots of things going on. We talked about Friday, Saturday. You've got a bunch of stuff going on Sunday and Monday. We talked about the parade and some of the associated activities that will be happening. But I want to touch on the rodeo as well. That's always pretty popular, isn't it?
That is a popular. And that brings a lot of out-of-town people to town, too. Obviously, the contestants, you know, drive from all over to come to our little town, our little celebration, and have a good old time. I love our park. It's Kickapoo Park. Again, something before I got involved, didn't know that park even existed in Exira. So for those that haven't made it there yet, it is just on the north edge of town. There'll be signs if you know where the Catholic Church is. There's a big grassy spot to park in, and there'll be signs all over leading you down there. There's lots of nice shade trees. You can sit on the hill and get the nice breeze and enjoy something that you don't get to see every day in Exira, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is very true. And that's, now I'm looking at the schedule quick. Is that a Saturday and Sunday thing?
It is a two-day performance, yes. So we've got Saturday night starting at 6:30, and then it will be another performance on Sunday at 1:30. I believe admission will be $10. I think maybe it's 10 and under, get in free. There's going to be mutton busting for kids that can sign up. Again, we'll have food vendors there, beer garden. It'll just be a full rodeo. So
absolutely.
Barrel racing, bull riding, everything you want in there.
All right, everything you love. Very good. Well, and music and entertainment, obviously you've got to have that if you're gathering people together, and I see you've got plenty of that on the schedule too.
Yes, on Sunday, so after the rodeo, we will kick off the community barbecue uptown in the park, and we've got Jason Reed that will be performing live there in the gazebo from 5 to 8. And then that night, TJ's Poorhouse is hosting Nebraska Showdown for our big street dance, and $10 cover charge on that. So it should be a fun time.
Great. So truly something for everyone. And the nice thing about the 4th of July celebration in Exira is it's all, largely everything is kind of centered around the city park area. It seems to me when I've been there over the years, it's always kind of centrally located. It's not terribly spread out. So if you want to just come, park the car somewhere and then just wander, you can kind of do that.
Yes, you sure can. Definitely the food, the drinks, the live entertainment, all of that, the carnival, we'll all be up around the town square. Like I said, Kickapoo Park is just going to be about two blocks north of there if you want to hit the rodeo up. The parade announcer will be, you can hear that best in the city park. We'll have other vendors too. I guess we that didn't make our schedule, but we've got plenty of people calling me just this morning trying to get on this, get in there. And so we're letting them all come. So plenty to do there. And then I guess the only other thing would be fireworks. You can basically watch them from anywhere, but that's on the south edge of town at the Spartan football field on Monday evening.
Excellent. Well, I know they're looking for pre-registration for things like the road race and the co-ed softball tournament, things like that. But otherwise, for the most part, everything else, including the parade, just handle it when you get there.
Correct. Yes. We get a lot of questions about pre-registration for the parade. We do not charge to ride in the parade, and you are welcome to just sign up the morning of, starting at 8 o'clock down there at the Legion Ballpark. Foot races is another popular little event. There's no registration. You just show up and you can run a race and win some cash on, and that's the morning of the 4th starting at 9 o'clock too.
All right, very good. Well, plenty of food, plenty of drink, and plenty of friends you'll find at the Exira 157th Annual 4th of July Celebration coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July. If you're going to do it, you might as well go all out. Abby Rasmussen with us here this morning from the Exira Community Club. Abby, thanks for the help this morning, and thanks for all that you and the other volunteers with the Community Club and those not with the Community Club that step forward to help out do to make this such a successful and very popular event here and look forward to event in the summertime. We appreciate it.
Yes, we appreciate you, Jim. Thank you.